It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Just as intriguing as Barack Obama's win in Wisconsin last night is the way he won. Exit polls suggest the Democratic candidate gained strong support from some voter groups that had been supporting Hillary Clinton. Obama drew strong support from working-class voters, and he almost erased Clinton's advantage among women. Barack Obama also won yesterday's caucuses in Hawaii, but the fight for the Democratic nomination is hardly over. You can see that by the places where the candidates spent the night. And we have more this morning from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Barack Obama celebrated his Wisconsin victory more than 1,000 miles south with a boisterous rally at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas.
Houston, I think we've achieved liftoff here.
The win in Wisconsin adds a booster rocket to Obama's bandwagon, which has been on a roll ever since February 5th. According to exit polls, the Illinois senator not only won the young, well-educated voters who backed him elsewhere, he also nearly matched Hillary Clinton among female voters in Wisconsin. And he did well with union members, lower-income voters, and those without a college education. Al Omick used to work for a company making beer and soft drink containers. The West Milwaukee retiree says he voted for Obama because of his plan for cracking down on lobbyists.
With all the money that they're taking, we don't have a solid vote, and if we don't get Obama in there, we just may go right back into what we have been in the last 25 years.
Obama also beat Clinton among Wisconsin voters who say the economy is their biggest concern. That could be a sign of what's to come in other big industrial states where people are worried about the loss of manufacturing jobs. Last night, Obama was thinking about Ohio, which holds its primary in 2 weeks.
There are workers in Youngstown, Ohio, who've watched job after job after job disappear because of bad trade deals like NAFTA, who've worked in factories for 20 years, and then one day they come in and literally see the equipment unbolted from the floor and sent to China.
Clinton was in Youngstown, Ohio last night. She offered supporters there a preview of a speech she'll give today.
I want to talk to you about the choice you have in this election and why that choice matters. It is about picking a president who relies not just on words, but on work, on hard work to get America back to work. That's our goal.
The Clinton campaign is counting on winning in Ohio and Texas, and a spokesman said yesterday he doesn't think the Wisconsin results will change that. He noted there are 2 weeks and two debates before the contest in those states, and a lot can happen between now and then. Still, after losing 10 races in a row, Clinton is trying hard to find a chink in Obama's political armor.
Both Senator Obama and I would make history, but only one of us is ready on day one to be commander-in-chief, ready to manage our economy, and ready to defeat the Republicans.
Clinton has said repeatedly she can deliver solutions while Obama offers only speeches. Obama countered last night, saying while it will take more than rousing speeches to deliver change, it will take more than policy papers and websites, too.
The problem is that we haven't had leaders who can inspire the American people to rally behind a common purpose and a higher purpose.
Both Obama and Clinton have begun to campaign not only against each other, but against Republican John McCain. The Arizona senator took a step closer to formalizing the GOP nomination yesterday, winning the Republican primary in Wisconsin. McCain told supporters in Waukesha County he respects Republican rival Mike Huckabee, but added the party must be united.
We're going to face a tough competitor no matter which one of the two leading Democrat candidates are, and we're going to have to work. And the state of Wisconsin is going to be a key swing state. I'll be back, and we will carry the state of Wisconsin in the November election.
McCain had a better than usual showing in Wisconsin among voters who called themselves conservatives and loyal Republicans. Those who called themselves independents chose to vote in the more competitive Democratic primary by a margin of 2-1. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Milwaukee.
You can get detailed results from yesterday's contest in Wisconsin and in Hawaii by going to our website, npr.org. There's an interactive map at npr.org/elections.